This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast into the weekend with a shot of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Come on. And today it's a Bad Choice Friday with Sonny and Cher.
Then put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain.
Sonny and Cher, I got you, babe. Take it on the one and only Kenny Loggins. From the movie Caddyshack. And the ending credits there. You know the gopher made it. And he's dancing. After all the explosions. Everett's own Kenny Loggins and I'm All Right, Sonny and Cher, I Got You, Babe. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast with a shot of the day. Okay, first, we have time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Do one stupid legend email, guys. The stupid legend would be my friend John 8 years ago. I was well into working with horses at the time. And decided to invite my best friend to meet the horses and whatever. Literally 3 minutes of him arriving at the ranch, he decides to slap a mare's rear as hard as he can.
Why?
As you may be thinking already, the predictable happened. This mare kicked him in the face so hard, it left an imprint of her hoof on his face for at least a month. To this day, he still believes he was not in the wrong. Cheers, bitches. Happy Friday.
Your friend's an idiot. Alex.
That's, yeah. Let's see. On to the birthdays. Hola, guys. I want to wish my sister from another mother, Jaden, a congratulations on her 25th successful trip around the sun. Could she get a fish sandwich medley to celebrate this special day? That from the JJG, president of Ted Smith's fan club, Texas chapter.
Can I get
a filet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I'll have a fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Do I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll order a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich?
Sandwich?
Cheese and tartar on the side.
Ooh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich.
Are you sure?
Maybe some dill relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Guys, it's my birthday. Can the dirty Germans tell me how bad the Chicago Blackhawks and the Chicago Bears are? That from Caden.
Yeah, I will say this. That's a dirty German. My experience in Chicago, I enjoyed both the Blackhawks and the Bears. We tend to have a very good time together.
Yeah, you know, the Blackhawks are so bad, there's only one thing left for them to do to make money. Blackhawks down.
But y'all want to request a birthday. Shout
some
out to
mouth
my,
joke, Mike.
Yes.
Yeah.
Request a birthday shout-out to my girlfriend Cheyenne's 33rd birthday, and her ass doesn't look a day over 25. Right now, she's in the middle of a 12-hour shift, working her ass off grinding down metal to make various aerospace parts. Instead of requesting a specific sound effect from the board, let Mike go wild and pick whatever he wants. She is not picky. Obviously, because she's dating Albino Matt. Can't wait for another stop on the Men's Room World Tour. Until then, rock on.
She wanted some dirty jobs.
I thought Mike was doing stuff.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry, man. Oh, yeah. I messed that up.
Oh, my God.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Moved on to the next one before.
He's not tricky.
Today is Ryan's 36th birthday. I want to wish him a happy birthday on his favorite radio station, Ryan the Iceman. Love you, babe.
Hey.
Me and the kids can't wait to see you. How about a very dirty Germans and some nasty thoughts? Thank you. That from Erica and the kids.
Yeah. Yeah, you might call him Ryan the Iceman, but tonight, Erica, I get the feeling he'd be Ryan the Assman.
Yeah, which is funny, because he used to call me the Iceman. It's like I got an ice cube stuck in there.
Jesus.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah.
Fellas.
Actually, I don't need to do the German thing. Yeah, I got an ice cube stuck there.
Positive Friday to all of you. It's Groundhog's Day. Also, my 39th birthday. I have both not seen and seen my shadow today. I'm not sure what that means as far as winter being over, but I'll celebrate my 39th like spring is around the corner. Loyal listener for many years. First time I've had my poop in a group to send in a birthday request. So may I please ask for some jokes from Miles, shotgun gets from Thrill, Mike Hawk auctioning off my 30s, and honestly, Ted giggling at an unexpected innuendo is the gift that keeps on giving all year long. I can't help but giggle, too. I thank you for all you do and the laughs you bring. Lots of love. That from Jamie S. on beautiful Orcas Island.
Get.
Okay. Dad joke Friday.
Get!
I got hit in the head with a can of soda. But it didn't hurt because it was a soft drink, Ted.
Okay. All right. I thought you were going to go with, like, it made a pop.
What I was thinking.
I had a clock yesterday. It was very time consuming. Especially when I went back for seconds. One more. Why not? Bad joke. Dad joke Friday. Why did the moron who was trying to lose weight go to the paint store?
Why did the moron who's trying to lose weight go to the paint store?
Paint thinner?
He was told he could get thinner there, Ted.
Yes, well done, well
yes,
done.
Yes, yes.
So I started thinking about this, like, how do I go about selling a 39th year? And I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy... The bid is now going to be years off the end of your life.
Okay. All
so
right.
I want you guys to bid on to go back to your 30s, okay? How many years are you willing to take off the back end of your life to get that 39th year back? Somebody go 1 year for me.
39th year or the 30s in general? 39th year, I will
39th
give you
year. 39th it's back year. In your 30s, so it's the 39th year. It's your last year. You get one more ride in your 30s, so I'm going to go 1 year off the end of your life.
But
one year.
I remember, I'll give you 1 year.
1 year. I'll How give about you one two? Year. So I'm going to go 2 years. I got 1 year with Thrill, so I'm going to go two now.
I'll
now
go two.
Two. Two and now three. Three
I'm,
years.
I'm
3 years.
One.
Now I'm going to be three.
I'm going high.
Three
five.
Years.
I'm going five.
Years. We got 5 years. Yep. 10, would you go 10? I'm going to be 10, but I'm going to go 10 years. 7 years, I'll take you 10. 8 years, let's go 9. Now I'm going to be 9. 9 years, how about 10? Can we
11.
Go 10 years?
I'm going to go 11.
11
what?
Years, there we go.
11 years.
Dude,
11
that's
years
like 69 for you. Yeah. 11 years, I'm going to be 12. Would you go 12, 10? 12 years, we're going to take 12 years. 11
and a half years.
11 and a half. 11 and a half, right, 12. 12 years, we got it all. 13 years.
I'm out.
13.
I'm out.
13 years. Sold it to Ted. 12 years off the end of life. Get that 39th back, boy.
Yeah. As long as we're going backwards. Good news, folks. I'm going to stop COVID before it starts.
Yeah. Bring us back.
Guys, Coop Cooper here. I'm 42 today. I was hoping I could get some green beans, some dad jokes from Miles, and some dirty Germans telling my redhead woman what we're going to do tonight. Thanks, guys. You all are awesome.
Green beans. Green beans. Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Guys, I accidentally swallowed a bunch of Scrabble tiles.
Oh, no.
Yes. My next poop could spell disaster. I hate snakes. You know why, Ted? Because they don't have feet. You could say I'm lactose intolerant.
All right.
And did you hear about the prisoner who stuttered?
The prisoner who stuttered? No, I didn't hear about
that. He never finished a sentence. Bitches up 45. I'd love a drop the beat followed by a bong rip and an explosion. I love you all. Come through Ruby and Greenwood tonight and tip heavily. Cheers, guys. That from Captain Mo.
Drop the beat.
Guys, ever Ruby and Greenwood?
I am not familiar with Ruby and Greenwood. I saw that email earlier. I don't know where it is.
There, Captain Mo. Oh, yeah.
It's in Greenwood.
I have to look that
I know
up.
It's in Greenwood. Yes, I got that part.
Hello, fellows. I would love if you could wish my dad, Jason, a very happy 45th birthday from his daughter and play him a symphony of thoughts. Ooh. Thank you, guys. That from the lovely Maggie. And all the men's room, it's my wife Mary Indigent's birthday today. We please give her a birthday shout out with a fish sandwich and turtle sex noises. Thank you guys. That from Jared.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, boy.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Did you say Eric?
Oh, Eric Powers?
Yeah.
How old's Eric Powers? From Hot 103.7.
I know.
I'll say he is 59 years old.
Based on his looks, like 82.
He's been in radio for 9 million years.
Yes, yes, he has.
He started way back in the day on the C89.5.
He was the king of this town when we moved here.
I know. I know it was.
Yeah. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaz a Dirty German's brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
A couple extra ones here, all the gentlemen. Last year, guys, I started to get into drinking hard liquor at the age of 37, as I am a late bloomer. I started with whiskey and have tried many other spirits like bourbon, vodka, digestifs, cordials, moonshine.
Ooh, nice.
All the things that
moonshine, damn,
give you that warm sensation. I'll make you do dumb things and make you hug the porcelain throne. I wanted to get some expert alcoholics' opinions on booze, so you came here. I know I can never drink as much as the men's room, but I can drink like them. My question is, what is your go-to booze drink? For an example, for bourbon, I just want to know what brand you guys prefer as far as your bourbon. Justin, I'll say as far as a bourbon goes, I'll go with Old Forester. Get the 110 proof. It is really, really good and smooth.
It depends what I'm doing. If I'm shooting, I go Jack. If I'm sipping, I
bourbon.
Go Blanton's. Oh, bourbon. I don't have a bourbon.
Okay.
But I do know that if I have a bourbon, this is the way I look at it. Whiskey is for shooting. Bourbon is for sipping.
Okay.
That's been my experience.
You guys got a bourbon?
I like Woodinville. I mean, I guess if I had a go-to, maybe Makers.
All right.
Okay.
That's
ain't bad.
There's some good bourbons. They just get really expensive.
They get pricey.
Like Woodford's great.
Yeah, I have a friend who gets Woodford, and it's very, very good. Makers Mark for me is just too peaty.
Okay.
I will say I love Basil Hayden's, and
sell
it at Costco.
Okay. How about it as far as whiskey goes?
Jack.
Jack, I'll go Jameson.
I go Jack over JMO. I like both, but I tend to do better with Jack.
And how about tequila?
I would pick Jameson.
Casa Noble tequila.
All right.
Casa Noble tequila. Do yourself a favor. You don't need a bite back like a lot of people do with lime with tequila, but Casa Noble, believe it or not, an orange slice dipped in cinnamon. Sounds stupid.
Awesome.
It is unbelievable how good that is.
I'll go Who Songs. I know it's got a sweet finish, but that's agave, so it's not the worst thing in the world on the Reposado. Don't buy the Blanco in the white bottle. Buy the brown bottle.
Agreed.
I still think, I don't drink a ton of tequila, but if I do, it's probably still just Hornitos Silver.
And there's nothing wrong with that, man.
That's fine,
I like Espolón or Cazador.
My wife loves the Cazadores,
What's the blue and white bottle, the expensive stuff of tequila?
The Casa Noble, like in the porcelain?
The one with the silver.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know. That's really good stuff, though.
That is.
Yeah. And so is Don Julio 1942, if you're into that one.
That's really good.
And one more. Let's see here, guys. I will never, what's something you will never do again? I will never ride an elephant again. Guys, I rode one when we were doing some touristy things in Thailand when I lived there 20 years ago. It started out okay, but as the group of us were going through the jungle, our elephant seems to want to go another way, while the driver was trying his best to keep up with the rest of the group. Then suddenly, the elephant started running. The driver then started whacking the elephant on the head with what looked like a railroad spike on a stick, and all that happened was the elephant roared repeatedly, which shook my entire body. It was the bass, and it reverberated through your body from the elephant. So we're holding on to the rickety bamboo seat, which was swaying side to side with each of the animal's footsteps. I thought we were going to either fall off, be trampled, no seatbelts, by the way, here, gentlemen, or just be swatted off when the elephant tried hitting the driver with its trunk, who kept smacking him. Finally, we arrived in a clearing, and several other elephants and people rushed over and calmed the animal down. Then someone pulled up with elephant poop and stood on that to help us off, and all was well again. Turned out the elephant had just been separated from her few-month-old baby that morning,
man,
and she just wanted to return to her kid. Scared the hell out of us. Picture attack before things went crazy, and when I still had hair. Thanks for keeping me laughing, gentlemen. That from Barry.
That's a terrible story, Barry.
All right, I think it's time that we go back in time. The last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time.
If Chuck can't cut the chunky cat, and incontinent Kent can't cut the chunky cut, who can cut a chunk from Chuck's or Kent's cut?
Three times fast.
If Chuck can't cut the chunky cat...
I was a loser last week. You know what that means.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing.
Oh, yeah.
It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
I totally forgot. We were going to try this one again. I don't know what we're thinking.
I don't know what you'd have remembered.
Exactly. We stayed up to about 2 o'clock in the morning coming up with tongue twisters for Ted. Do we remember the new rule? Which is, if you don't get it the first time, we'll give you a second time. The end of that rule is, if you don't get it the second time, we'll give you a third time. We need to remember that if Ted does not win today. Ted versus the FCC. Once again, this comes from a listener named Joe. And he gives us this Ted versus the FCC. And it goes something like this. If Chuck can't cut the chunky cut and incontinent Kent can't cut the chunky cut, who can cut a chunk from Chuck or Kent's cut? The way we do this is one time through, then three times fast.
All right.
Yeah, get that water.
Yeah. Got to loosen up the lips.
Remember.
If Chuck can't cut the chunky cut and incontinent, Kent can't cut the chunky cut, who can cut a chunk from Chuck's or Kent's cut?
Three times fast.
If Chuck can't cut the chunky cut and incontinent, can't cut the chunky cut, who can cut a chunk from Chuck or Kent's cut?
One.
If Chuck can't cut the chunky cut and incontinent, Kent can't cut the chunky cut, who can cut a chunk from Chuck or Kent's cat? Cut.
Two.
If Chuck can't cut the chunky cut and incontinent, Kent can't cut the chunky cut, who can cut a chunk from Chuck or Kent's cut?
I like cat. Man, there you go. Another win at Ted versus the FCC. You are listening to The Men's Room.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Rock. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
All right, coming up, we'll trigger a toast for the shout of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. Someone is trying to change the leap day from February 29th to a nicer month in the year that people would actually want an extra day of.
I saw that he wanted to do a June 31st. And right. Here's my thing. I get what they're saying in theory. It's a guy in Britain. Mm-hmm. He goes, hey, man,
it makes sense.
It's summer. It's nice. Well, unless you live in the southern hemisphere, it's winter.
But we don't care about them.
Yeah, exactly. But the other thing is, if you had a birthday on February 29th,
yeah.
Right. That you get 4 years. Like, don't erase it for them.
Exactly.
It does. You still get, quote unquote, another day of summer.
Right.
I mean, let's think, like, it's already been added on because it happened in February. You still get that day, brother.
Right.
But if I'm born February 29th and I go, yo, let's work it June 31st. You're like,
man, dude,
I already wait once every 4 years on my, quote unquote, actual birthday. Right. Can we chill the hell
out
about this?
Then would it be cool that you have a birthday that no longer exists?
Maybe.
Like in 20 years,
as
people don't realize.
As an adult,
like,
it's cool. As a kid, you'd be devastated.
Devastated, yeah. Sure. You're absolutely right.
Although devastating kids is fun.
It's part of childhood.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Don't worry, it gets worse from
your
here.
Your birthday doesn't exist anymore, dude. No more parties.
A snake catcher in Wales is ready to retire, but he can't because nobody wants the job, and he's the only one that's done it in the area for years.
But it doesn't mean you can't retire.
I'm shocked there's snakes in Wales.
Right.
Well, I guess St. Patrick didn't get him out of there, huh?
Aha. Uh-huh.
They said England.
Or that's where he sent him.
What's that?
They said England, not the UK, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, he got him out of Ireland.
Never mind.
Yeah.
That's what I was like, England.
I thought it was England. Is it Ireland?
It's Ireland.
Oh, God, Jesus, right. St. Paddy's Day. Never mind.
But the thing is that you're right. Technically, he can hang it up and say, I'm not doing it anymore. And he addressed that, but they don't call 1-800-SNAKE-CATCHER. They called Gary.
Yeah, but I'm retired, guys.
Right.
And I don't know what to tell you,
morally,
man.
Speaking, he can't allow himself to do that. If he gets a call from somebody that's like, dude, there's a freaking massive-ass snake in my yard. Like, can you help? He's like, I can't say no.
I get it. He's obviously a good guy.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, man, at some point, you go like, listen, either hit it with a shovel or figure something. I'm done.
There will come a day where it's like, bro, I just can't do it anymore.
And the truth is, man, if I'm hard up for work and I live in Wales, like, I'm going to learn snake. Let me be your apprentice for
that,
a year,
but
I am the only guy that does this. I'm sure your calls are not lucrative, but the idea is if anyone can do it and you're the one guy, business is good.
Also, it seems like in different cultures, you know, you've lived in that house your entire life. It was your parents' house. Now it's your house. Mm-hmm. Now you made it. It's not like you're going to move to Spain. You can't just, you know, jump out and get away. Like, this is where you live. This is where you always lived. And you're going to live and die there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Apparently, there's three types of snakes.
The one that he had around him looked like a constrictor of some kind, so I'm guessing it's a python.
There's grass snake, adder snake, and the smooth snake.
Yeah. Hey, baby, don't worry about
Doesn't
me.
Doesn't adder mean
I'm just
snake?
Here to slide through your house, my dog.
Can I'm I buy you a fish sandwich?
And that's adder- the smooth snake. I don't know if adder means snake, but I
it's
know
an
the
adder snake, and it is venomous.
Yeah, the black adder was an old British TV show, I believe. It's like a spy unit or something. Yeah. But if you live there, it'd be like saying the black cobra. Like, they recognize that it's supposed to be scary. Here in the States, it just sounds funny.
Yeah.
The black adder. All right. Like the what did you call him, Mike?
We've been over this. He's an accountant.
Yeah. He's a brother, and he's an accountant. The black adder. It's his season. It's tax time.
He just sits at a desk with a mask on.
You know what, man? I'm going to start my own, like, H&R Block company. It'll be called Black Adders. You ever had a brother do your taxes? Here I am.
You were saying H&R Block. You were going to go H&R Black.
H&R Black. But reaching out. We're all inclusive. H&R Black.
Thank you. No, we got your taxes.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Jesus.
Don't make it worse, Ted.
I know. He's about to.
That's all right.
A new strain of E. coli is spreading in China.
Cool.
Yeah, thank God.
Good news.
It's happening. Look out. Second round, baby.
Cool.
Cool. Good job. You guys ever heard somebody giving advice that, quite honestly, they had no business giving whatsoever?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 90% of the time, I would say.
I would say that. I feel like that's a lot of the time.
You bet. And in fact, there's an entire list.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 types of people you should never take advice from.
The Men's Room.
I'll relate an anecdote told to me by one drunken charge, Ryan Castle. He was standing outside a Mariners game, if memory serves, enjoying a delicious smoky treat. A passerby casually mentioned, not so casually, "You know, smoking is dangerous for your health." Without skipping a beat on the unsolicited advice, Castle responded, quite poignantly, "So is confronting strangers." Positive Friday.
Yeah. These are the types of people that you should never take advice from. Bottoming out on the list is people who haven't worked hard to get where they're at.
Sure.
Which makes sense. You know,
assuming the advice you're asking is about how to move forward and do this, that, or the other.
Exactly.
I inherited my fortune. I don't know.
Well, and that's why I appreciate there was somebody who does well with managing his money, but he also won the lottery.
Right.
Well,
and he has money to manage.
Exactly. And so while he was giving some advice, he was like, "I'm also not going to give anybody investing advice because that's, you know, all I did in, you know, liquidate your life savings and spend it on the lottery." Like, that's just stupid advice.
It
I
was
got lucky.
Handed to me, right. I can make these decisions. Exactly. I got room to fail, basically. Right.
Negative people shows up on the list.
Well, it depends what you're asking for. How do I get my coworkers to hate me, too? You've done such a bang-up job.
Right. So some people will look out for you and tell you the truth, while others will give you the worst-case scenario every time and will barely say anything positive. Negative people suck others into a vortex of worry and sadness. Good advice is balanced rather than negatively biased. Stay away from taking advice from people who never see anything positive about you or what you're doing. So it's basically everything that you decide to go through with is wrong.
Okay, yeah.
All right, I see.
You know what I mean?
I would do it this way.
Right.
Well, you seem happy.
I would do it this way.
Right. You seem happy, so okay.
People who aren't on top of their finances. Again, this is a list of the types of people that you should never take advice from. Which,
I mean, it depends on what I'm asking them. I mean, people can be bad with money but still have a good relationship with their wife.
Sure.
Well, I think they're saying as it relates to what you're asking, right?
And it also does clarify that if you're asking advice about anything to do with money or investments, I wouldn't seek this person out.
That is true.
Prolong crypto.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you're broke and lost your job, and you have a sandwich board you're holding up on the corner of Denny and 99. What should I do with my money?
Exactly.
Like, yes, I
have
that.
A diverse portfolio.
Which stock should I pour into,
sir? Yeah, well,
sir?
Just keep it, just have a balance.
Right.
I'll be honest with you. If you have a trusted friend and you ask them, they can tell you maybe what they invest in, but I don't really trust anybody that gives out investing advice.
No.
It's sure. gambling, and it's just like...
It is. It's right. literally
yeah.
what it is.
Yeah, and it's just like, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't do it to people, and I don't think... I find it odd that people are so easy to be like, do this, do that, just right. do this.
I think you need to look at not just the company you're investing in, but what that company does.
Yeah.
There are certain things where the future is bright for them. They might not be the big players in the future, but you go like, okay, this is something that's happening. They kind of have their foot in the door. So even if you can buy it for $1.50 a stock now, it might get up to, say, $40.
Right.
That's not a ton, but you made a lot of money on it.
Exactly. Right? It's like me walking up to somebody at a roulette table and say, man, I got good information. Put it on 15.
Yeah, right.
Well, now, I will say, roulette tables, I have been a part of this.
I stick to the black and red bids, man.
That's what I'm about to say. That's the funniest thing. I remember being in Vegas, and these two brothers came by, and they were like, I always bet on black.
Right.
And I was like, hell yeah! And we won. So I mean, like, I don't know why. If somebody brings up roulette to me, I'm always like, always bet on black.
Man, I will either bet on black or on red or on one of the three rows. But then if it hits zeros, I'm out.
Okay, that's speed of gambling.
That to me is my omen and I'm out.
I had a system. The problem with this system, it's like investing. Every time, if you keep betting black straight, every time it misses, you double the bet. Right? Law Ooh. Of averages.
Okay. Sure.
Red will come up. You have to have the cash flow to keep doing this.
Yes, you do.
Okay. I did not when one of those green hits.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks.
It's the only time I didn't enjoy a green hit, Mike.
Mm-hmm. People that don't step out of their comfort zone. Again, these are the types of people that you should never take advice from. Again, they got sound advice in their own right, but at the same time, they're not venturing out there. They don't really have a whole lot of advice to give because...
You exist in an echo chamber.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's amazing how that works.
It is wild.
Ah. Family members who don't respect boundaries. Family is very important. They're usually some of the people who you know the best. Sadly, that doesn't automatically make them right, especially when they cross the line with your boundaries. If a family member is constantly asking you when you'll get married or when you're going to have children and giving you advice regarding these things, tune them out.
Yeah, you have to.
Because
or if they just don't put in any effort.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean?
Right. You know, if life is just a roller coaster that you're hitting certain milestones along your way, well, you're not. No, that's not the way that I want to go about things. I'm not supposed to be doing these things right now just because time has passed.
Right. Yep, yeah. Agreed.
Or always come visit us. Like,
no.
Why
kidding.
Don't you visit me?
Yeah.
No kidding.
I think we all have that. Grade.
Right.
Well, yeah, I mean, look.
How come you don't come around anymore?
Right. I hang out with less and less people every time I go back east. Like now, I pretty much keep it to, like the. Family members and friends that like have spent time to come out here.
You bet.
Yeah, I had to drop it. Why don't you guys come out more? It's a family of four, cost me $2,000 at the least.
Right.
Just to be here. Incidentally, because I'm here, to me, I just wasted $2,000.
Right.
If you want me to meet you somewhere other than your home, like, why don't we meet somewhere that none of us have been?
Exactly.
Right? But again, yeah. It cost me $2,000 just to get the family on a plane to end up in a place that I've already lived, a place I've already been. That's worthless.
And also the people that do invest in you, the people that do, you know, check up on you regularly, see how you're doing, truly want to know what you're doing and not to talk about what they got going on. You know, yeah, those are the people that you're gonna go hang out with. People who stay with their terrible partners.
And they give you relationship advice?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Ignore them. Pretty much.
Yeah. Why take advice from someone who obviously isn't making great life decisions for themselves? Especially don't ask for relationship advice from someone whose relationship makes you cringe all the time. I like how they simply put hairdressers.
Damn.
You know what? They can have decent advice in certain aspects. They're great conversation.
They also do quite a bit of therapy in that chair.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
That's funny. Just the profession. Hairdressers.
Hairdressers are crazy. Insanity. My sister's a hairdresser. I have dated hairdressers. I used to know a bunch. Hairdressers are insane.
Right. Exactly. People who have never...
We should say barbers, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're not going to give you good advice. They'll give you funny advice.
Right.
But it ain't good.
Yeah.
People who have never experienced what you're going through. These are the types of people that you should never take advice from.
Well, yeah, that's why if you're an AA, your sponsor is also an alcoholic.
Right.
They can relate. They understand what you're going through.
And that tends to be the first thing that I look for whenever I'm asking somebody for advice on a particular subject. Hey, yeah. I'm going through this. I get the feeling or I know that you've gone through this before. How did you navigate it?
Well, Mike, you've heard me say it. Like, sometimes people just talk about relationships and are kind of looking for advice. I always either start with or end with. You should also know I have never been married.
Right.
You know, so like this is my thought, but like since you asked, like I've never been married. So like you probably don't want to take the advice from me.
Well, and I do like that from time to time you'll go off on the show about relationship advice and how people should act in their relationships. This coming from the single guy.
Yeah, exactly. I got a lot of thoughts. It's easy over here on the sidelines. Like throw the ball.
Right, exactly.
You know, yeah, actually run the ball. All
right. People who love drama.
Don't make it personal.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
People who love drama.
I turn around and run from that every single time.
They are setting you
up. God, I hate that.
Yeah, they'll give you the worst advice because they like drama.
Exactly. But they hate drama.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Thank you, Ted. It just finds me, okay? Yeah.
Thank you, Ted.
Mm-hmm.
My God. It's... But then, this is the number one type of person that you should never take advice from. People that don't actually know you.
Well, yeah.
I don't think that this is talking about strangers. I think this is people that aren't invested in you like we were talking about. They don't know how you are as a person, how you behave, how you think, your personal situation, and everything that you got going on. They just don't know you.
That's the best advice you can get is from someone who knows you, because the advice is kind of tailored to how they know you're going to be. You can always give good advice, but as you're saying it to someone like, but I know you're either incapable or unwilling to do that. So based on what I know of you, hey... This is what I would
do.
That's
my psychiatrist, man. You're getting an encapsulated version of the story.
Absolutely.
You don't know me.
Absolutely.
But I'm still paying you to tell me what to do.
Yay.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The owner of a trucking fleet in China has just been issued hefty fines for her method of making sure her trucks never got pulled over, Miles.
I wonder what that is.
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to the weekend and drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today, a bit unusual for us, I don't normally toast other radio stations. Not because I don't like you, truly, I do not care about your existence. But I mean that as a compliment. However, today, we do have to toast our sister station in Portland, Oregon, mind you, KGON. All right. So like our station did a few years ago, 92.3 KGON, Portland's classic rock. They're celebrating 50 years as a radio station. Man.
That's impressive as hell.
Look, man, our station, a little bit older than that, but to basically not change the style of what you do through all of these decades. Think about all the different radio stations you've heard come and go and all this. The fact that you keep your calls and keep the exact same format that you've been doing. Yes, you call it classic rock now. Do you know why? It was rock then. Now you're just old. But yeah, they hit 50 years. So let's see. Our show was actually on KGON for about 20 seconds. But the then program director hated us. And, well, the people in Portland hated our show, but that's okay. You stay naked and walk downtown. But the people that we know that are actually actively involved in the station, you know some of them. Ryan Castle, also the PD of KGON. Our boy Jeets that worked here for years, working on the morning show down there. Kim Martinez, who we know personally, she's the sales manager down there.
Our general manager.
Sage is still doing the things down there. Our boy Kyle is still doing things down there. So, look. Everyone at KGON, Jolene, for Christ's sake. Man, to say the stations kind of parallel each other is a bit of an understatement. Almost everyone at each station kind of knows each other. So to everyone at KGON, congratulations and happy 50th. I'm going to tell you right now, you don't look a day over 30. You really don't, man. We looked at you. You guys look good, man. So congrats to KGON on 50 years. By the way, they celebrated, not to rub it in their face, technically their birthday was yesterday, February 1st. Yeah, my parents said 60 years. KGON, step up your game, man.
That's fair.
I'm just saying. That's all. You got 10 years behind my parents. Yep. Come on, what are you doing down there? What are you doing? And honestly, we were on there for how long? Were we
3 years.
We were not on KGON for 3 years.
2.5.
I don't think we were on that long, man.
Well, maybe two.
I think we went on, and within a couple of months, I think they pulled us off.
We were on from 10 until midnight for...
Yeah, we were just on later.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were on there for a while.
Were we on for a while?
It was San Diego that they pulled us.
Yeah. Oh, really? What do you know?
Either way. They were the initial one of the...
Yeah, no, I remember going on there. I thought we were done in like 15 seconds. Like, here's the men's room, man. We're done. That's how my memory serves. Either way, man, congratulations, man. It's a job well done. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.